A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine Jesus telling you to go and learn something, anything? And not dropping everything to do so? I can't. I cannot get my head around being with Jesus at the table, passing the dishes, first the potatoes, then the salad, the meat platter, the salt and pepper, and listening to the back and forth between the others, watching the deft exchange of glances and smiles and nods of heads. And then he looks right in my eyes and says, "Go and learn." Today, Jesus does that, just that. Go and learn the meaning of the words, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." So learn we must. He is referring to the sixth verse in the sixth chapter of the book of the prophet Hosea. "For it is love that I desire and not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than holocaust." Knowledge of God. The God portrayed in Hosea is a God of absolute, abundant mercy. Hosea's God acts with compassion, patience, tolerance, mercy, forgiveness, kindness, and breath of forbearance. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. It is easy to understand what the Pharisees mean, or at least where they're coming from in this gospel. Because Jesus, after all, is eating with Matthew, a tax collector. And if that weren't enough, he's not just eating with Matthew, but with Matthew's group. A group like him, sinners, people unworthy of being part of the ritual purity and sacrifice on which everything in their religion is built. So naturally, they ask the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with them?" Your teacher. Not our teacher. Honestly, wouldn't we ask something like this, almost the same question, if we were there? And if not allowed, wouldn't it at least be inside of ourselves? Inside, something like, "I'm confused. Which is it? Do we consort with people like this or not?" This is when, as we are at the table with him, Jesus becomes our teacher, not someone else's. It is when he looks at us, at you, at me, and when he says, go and learn, that mercy trumps sacrifice. Go and learn the knowledge of who God is. God is not somewhere keeping track of piety. God is here at the table. Piety is like the morning dew here and gone. But mercy stays engaged. Mercy sits at the table. Mercy listens, calls, embraces, welcomes, trusts. Mercy hopes, and mercy believes in the truth of each one being made in its own image and likeness, in the image and likeness of mercy herself. All in all, what a blessing it is to be in this passage today, to be called as Matthew is called, to be at table with Jesus, and to be honest about not being sure we understand how the others at this table fit in with who we think we ought to be. And blessing to be at this table, to have Jesus teach us once again that mercy trumps it all.